Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Hey, you know who else is coming up in the next hour? Paul Morrow, Fox News contributor. He is the founder of TheObsessed.org. We'll have some thoughts on the Letitia James indictment and some of the stuff that's going on with ICE as well. Congressman Mike Boss from Illinois is with us this afternoon. He happens to be the chair of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, and obviously that becomes very important because of what's going on with the government shutdown right now, which does not appear to have an end in sight, at least at this moment. Congressman Boss, how are you? Welcome back to the show here this afternoon.
Mark, good to be back with you. Really is good to be back with you. I wish that we were working and then back with you. We're still working. We're still doing a lot of things. Matter of fact, I came in from through last week and over the weekend in D.C. Of course, it was a different issue because we were actually had a case before the Supreme Court. So
on this government shutdown front, though, in making sure that members of the military are paid, obviously you've had the Democrats that have tried to put the blame on your side. But, you know, if you're just doing kind of the math and you look, Republicans voted to not shut the government down in both chambers, even though it's still your fault, right?
We did our job.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the House passed a clean CR. We were asked by the president to do that. We even got many of our own Republican members that have never voted for a CR to vote for a clean CR. And a clean CR means that it is just going to continue to operate the government the way it is. Now, in there were some extenders for VA that helped to keep make sure that the home health care workers are still provided for, TAP programs are still provided for. There's about seven different programs that are out there. But Mark, let me tell you that the Democrats who are refusing to vote for this in the Senate and those that didn't vote for it in the House all voted for the same type clear CR, preaching why they should do that and why you should never shut the government down and you should never hold the people hostage 13 times during the Biden administration. Think about that. Same thing.
Yeah.
Exact same thing.
So how...
And I was just going to say, they keep proving, because they keep changing what they want to keep proving that it is strictly political.
So what are the realities of how this is affecting the military right now? Because some of the things that you mentioned, there's still folks that are on contract and they can still work. Is that part of the deal?
Yeah, well, no, actually, so just so you know, let's look at the VA side first. The VA side, because we front load the VA, the services for the VA should not, there'll still be people scheduling your medical appointments,
okay.
The docs will still be there, all of that will still be done. That being said, they're trying, but we don't know whether they can legally do it, but they're trying to make sure things like that, like I mentioned before, the home health care workers, which are private contractors, can make sure that they're receiving their pay. That one thing we're not doing is we're not doing the maintenance on our cemeteries and things like that. That is considered unessential. The TAP program, which is a transition program from when a service member is leaving. Still, people are leaving the service. They're just not getting their TAP program, which explains to them all the benefits and everything that's available to them and the concerns that they have when they're getting out. The other thing that's out there that is vitally important is there some of the contracts like the Fox grants, and the Fox grants are basically mental health programs, or they're through private contractors. We're trying every way we can to make sure that that is happening. But, Mark, let me tell you something else that is happening on the other side of the service. On the 15th, our Marines, our sailors, our soldiers, our airmen, and our Space Force personnel will not receive a paycheck. Now, let me explain this to you, that if you're in a situation where you're an older military person, but if you're an E3 or less, and I know because I was there
right.
with a wife and two kids, a wife and a child, and you pretty well live payday to payday, and whenever all of a sudden you don't receive that paycheck, all of a sudden now you're in a situation where for some reason your rent is still due. You still got to put food on the table for the kids and the spouse. You still got a lot of things that are due just to survive. You may have a car payment, but yet all of a sudden we're playing games with those who can least afford to have the government play games with them. And the reason I'm saying that is because I lived it. I lived it back in the early 80s. I know what that's like. It's scary. Not everybody has a mom and dad back home that they can call and say, hey, can you lend us some money through this time? And most of those people have not established a credit rating where they have a bank and they can go to that bank. Now, let me explain this to you. The president announced the other day that he has assigned Pete Hegseth mm-hmm. to look into what the issue is to shift money from different locations to make payroll. I don't know what the legality of that is. I'm sure they've got better attorneys than I have. So I hope that they find that and that there is no one. He has made that commitment that we won't do that to our service enlisted personnel. Why in the world would we do that to any of our personnel? But unfortunately, those ones that are on the front line for us, you know, but this is what the type games that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are playing. And you want to see how they're playing it. Think about this. We're hearing rumors that the idea is that they are going to make it sure it goes through the 15th and on through the next weekend. And why is that? Because next weekend is no Kings rally right. on the Mall. And therefore, that is a political move, only a political move to play to his base because he's scared to death of his base and afraid that he will lose his position as senator. But not only that, lose his position more than importantly, lose his position as the head of the Democrat Party in the Senate.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Look, you know, the other chamber is the one where the Democrats need to get on board. And obviously, you guys did do your job. It's frustrating to see this thing drag on. And I would hope, certainly, that we can get some resolution to this in the next week or two.
Well, let's look at this. The three members on the Democrat side that have already come over. I mean, I saw Fetterman the other day while walking in the morning to go back to the office. And, you know, I thanked him for that, for being involved and because he is a realist of understanding yeah. government's got to work.
Yep.
He may want to, all those things they're saying they want to deal with, he does probably want to deal with them. I may want to deal with a few of them. But the thing is, you can't deal with anything when the government's shut down. You can't negotiate from a position that we passed a bill that didn't change anything, and now you're going to get negotiation means to give both ways. Give and take both ways. If all we're doing is keeping the government open exactly the way it was before, that's not give and take.
Did Fetterman have a nice hoodie on? Could you confirm or deny
yes,
that, Mike? Okay, good.
Yes, he did.
I'm glad that he did.
A nice hoodie and gym shorts and flip-flops.
That's about right. That's kind of the image that I have. Congressman Mike Boss from Illinois is with me talking about some of the Veterans Affairs issues related to the shutdown. But let's kind of shift gears to the Middle East. This was a big, big deal today announced by the president. It's come together. What are the haters going to say right now, Mike?
You know, I don't know what they're going to say, but I tell you what I can say is I've spent my whole life hearing people say in a joking manner, if something's hard to do, wow, that it'd be easier to have peace in the Middle East because they never thought that they'd see it in their lifetime. And maybe we are going to see that. First off, with the hostages, watching the emotion that is going on right now and being separated that long from your family. And only having 25 that were alive, but yeah. But now here's the thing.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have had, and I listened to your previous guest talk, and where are they going to go? What is their argument going to be? You know, the protesters that have been around my office, many of them not from my district, by the way.
Of course.
But they're all part of the resist movement, right? But that's just it. It's finding the point. You got to keep looking for things to resist, right? And so now we got peace in Gaza. We're talking about putting the Arab states and the Middle Eastern states are coming together to try to rebuild Gaza. Now, so that's a positive move. But yet here they are protesting in the streets. Matter of fact, this weekend in D.C., this like yesterday and the day before that and Thursday through Sunday, there was a national prayer group that came together and had the largest communion table. It was a mile long and had that on Saturday evening. And so even there were people that would walk through, and this is a Jewish group as well as a Christian group, and walking through screaming free, free Palestine, even though we had already freed Palestine and the negotiations were already done.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I don't know where they go. And let me tell you, some of them that are doing it, it's like they've just got to have something to hate. And what a sad situation.
I think that is part of it for a lot of the professional protesters. And it is a sad situation. Congressman Mike Boss, always great to have you on. You keep on them and keep us posted. Okay, yeah. Mike?
All right, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.